All right, so all right, KD, go ahead. Okay, so but why don't you start with the Ramban again, because I'm going to try to highlight some subtle points of contrast between the Ramban and the Ritva to my purposes. So, Sovelo Osa, you get the Mefarshi, Ki Itzrechra. Right, so this is a very strange doctrine that this whole Gemara is Aliba the Mandamar that Rila Shalobismana is Bain Bayom Bain Balaila. You have no indication of that in the Gemara itself. It sounds like it's a pure Xeris HaKasav. It's Lechulei Alma. All right, so the Ramban doesn't like Tosfos. Fair enough. A Bezdin. Need to have a Bezdin, and this is where we ended off yesterday. Like Mani and Shmita Yitzel Har Sinai, that the Bezdin has to step in because some of the father wasn't able to do this. There is no father. He's not willing. He's not interested. Whatever it is, but the Bezdin has this kind of responsibility in general to, you know, call the Mekadesh Adai Sadeh Rabbanah Mekadesh and Lo Siya Kadesh Am Ibn Osi Yisrael, and all different kinds of ways in which Bezdin takes spiritual responsibility for Klal Yisrael. So what's this appeal to Bezdin? So the Ritva, you know, loyal Talmud that he is, does some interesting work with the Ramban. Okay, so, KD, why don't you just distill maybe what you thought were some of the, before, and we'll see it inside in a second, some of the important modifications. What do you mean by that? Well, she's not a member of Bezdin, so why would that be true? Good, you're saying well, but I'm just pushing you a little bit. I don't mean to give you a hard time, but what's the modification that the Ritva makes? You want to read it inside? Not that she's not chayiv in it, but that she's pater. Trying to play mind games on me? All right, take a look inside. You got very close. Okay, so right. There's a slight modification of a logara mi bezdin, right? That's the way that he's unpacking that line in the, you know, Ramban, midi dahava bezdin. So he's making an appeal. But what's the critical modification that he makes to set up this logara mi bezdin? Nachi?
It seems that the Ramban is more generalized, when he's much, much more specific. It's only about mitzvah mila versus something that would be on her own. Nafsha v'hakol b'mitzvahs tikna. It's not something that's totally gruva versus not. It's something that's either she has to do, or in this case, it's only something.
Right. It's not just that it seems that way. It is that way. Just point out the word in the Ramban that the Ritva modified to get to a very different space. Right. The Ramban, right, very clearly says, mitzkufayu versus acharini. Okay, so he kept, right, mitzvah denafsha, which is, you know, pretty similar to mitzvah skufayu. Right, so the modification, everybody should note this, is Acharini versus Binah. The Ritval agreed that that was like an indefensible position to take, that somehow you'd have a greater Havamita, that she's more Mechuyeves than other people's mitzvos. So what the Ritva did is he tried to walk back that part of the Ramban just a little bit and said, no, the Ramban didn't really mean mitzvah da'acharini. That wouldn't make too much sense, but specifically for his son. Because lo gara mi bezdin. Not that she has these responsibilities in general, but maybe with respect to her own son, so she should, you know, like, get in there. Lo gara mi bezdin, that if the father can't do it, right, you would assume that she's, you know, mechuyaves to do it. So this is a very particular way of reformulating the Ramban, you know, to modify it. But it also sort of gets you into, like, a kind of a strange place in the Gemara. KD, I'm going to go back to you. So sort of even with this modified reading of the Ramban, how does the Shakla Vitaria emerge? And this is, I think, Dachuk in a totally different way. What does the Ritva think the Gemara is then saying? The Ritva is saying that the Ramban was contemplating that at what point should she become mechuyeves, mitzuva. Not why, but at what point? At what point should she become mechuyeves?
After the father came.
Good! Specifically after the father, right? So into the chain of command, well done. Right, somewhere between Av and Bezdin, or around the time of Bezdin, Logarami Bezdin, that's the Ihi Minala and Dilemachaiva. Is that supported by evidence in the Gemara? No. Right, the Gemara asks, as a general matter, Ihi Minala and Dilemachaiva. So, gun to my head, I'd probably make this trade over saying Tosfos, and boxing myself into the idea that Mila is into Mitzvah Seishasman Grama, if I really cared about that, if I cared enough to ask the question. But, you know, you pay a cost. The cost is the cost that you pay in the text of the Gemara. Okay, so you appreciate that's what they're saying, that Ihi Minalan is, you know, we can all take it for granted that, you know, the father is really the one who's Mitzuveh, but after the father, so why should she be any less than Bezdin? And that's Xeris HaKasev, Oso, Velo Osa. But it's worse than that, because it's not just, you know, the textual price you pay in the Gemara, but what makes this really hard to imagine? Give the Ritva a lot of credit for modifying the Ramban in a way that makes it more palatable, but what makes this very hard to imagine? Saying, you know, if the father can't do it, that she should be lo gara from the Bezdin, and have that kind of a chiyuv, so tamad lomar, kasher tziva, so alokim, oso velo osa. Why is that a very strange gzeiras hakasev, according to the Ramban / Ritva? Gavi?
That would teach you that, like, she's further down the line, that just teaches you she doesn't have to be whatsoever.
Well, that would be somewhat tautological. I mean, I happen to agree with you, but, right, they would say, no, that teaches me that she's down the line. But what's the strange point for the Ramban and the Ritva, Nachi?
It's not a binary game. It would make sense, Oso, because Oso is the highest level. So that, like, the pasuk, like, how else would it be? Like, Hashem commanded the father to be on the highest level, and then the next level comes the woman. So it makes sense to say that the father is commanded on the highest level.
So you're getting closer. Anybody want to just put a finer point on it? Eitan, did you follow? Sort of think a lot. There's a sort of a very strange thing that's going on here, according to Ramban and the Ritva. So the Gemara is saying that she should at least come in at the same time as the Bezdin, and the Gzeres HaKasev that tells me that that's not true is the Gzeres HaKasev that tells me Oso Velo Osa. But wait a second. For the Ramban and the Ritva, the entire Yechitimti is when?
When he's out of the picture.
When he's out of the picture! Why would you prove that from Oso below Osa? It doesn't make any sense. Well done. So, I think there's some important redeeming value in all of this. But we're going to have to, I guess, work a little bit harder to discover it. But everybody should appreciate what the Ritva did with the Ramban. It's a logara mibestin. It has nothing to do with Acharini more generally. It's a din binah. Everybody should equally appreciate the difficulties, right? You know, you pay a price. It certainly makes an assumption in terms of the structure of the Gemara, and I think you pay the highest price in terms of what the Gzeras HaKasov is actually doing. Like I said, I didn't formally give this to you because it's substantively, you know, it's very, very similar. But you just take a quick look with me at the Ran. I'm going to show you point of. You know, everybody's got different Tzuros Hadaf here. But KD, go ahead. It's a short little piece. He's operating within the framework of the Ramban, obviously. So itzrich miyuta. So I'll get the chamina. Right, how many mitzvahs to gufa? You can go in tefillin, diminayu. You know, mitzvah. You have it? Of a mitzvah, the inhu lo shaychi behu. Right? Kiha, it's literally impossible that it could relate to them. Emalichaivu, midi de hava bezdin, de mechaivi kamash malan. So he's preserving that part of the Ramban, but he's subtly modifying the Ramban in a different way than the Ritva, not playing up the Binah point, but saying that the real issue here is that the Ptur Mitzvah Grama can't apply to something which is fundamentally impossible for her, playing up the very specific dimensions of Bris Milah. So, KD, how would you formulate that? If you only pick up and amplify that part of the Ramban, what does the Ran want to say? You can't have a patur from tefillin in Mitzvah Shazman Grama to a mitzvah that would be fundamentally impossible for her to perform on herself. What's that? It doesn't just say mitzvah d'acharine. Yaakov? Yeah. Well, right, so, you know, Mila is, he's using that almost as like a category of one, but what's the logic? What underlies this chiluk? Kavi? Well, but the whole point is like lo shaycha, but this is like the opposite of himol yimol. Nachi?
We're not from Tron. The whole category of mitzvah seishas mangrama are things that she would theoretically be chayvin, like tefillin, that she could theoretically do, and yet she's putter. But Mila, it's not that she.
Okay, so you're saying it to sharpen that exact point. It doesn't make sense to say she's putter from something. Good. Okay, so that's the point in the Ran. The Ran is highlighting a different aspect of the Ramban, is if you tell somebody they're putter from something, it makes sense to say you're putter from something that you would otherwise be doing. But the entire nature of the mitzvah of milah is so fundamentally disconnected from her because of like the basic anatomical reality that you simply can't extend the p'tur. So the Ran was equally bothered, in my judgment, by the Ramban's formulation of like, well, you know, what is this acharini? So he chose to focus very much on the issue of the guf. If you ask me, the Ritva has a more fascinating iteration of the Ramban, but my point again to you is just that everybody should appreciate the Ramban was very difficult, but very influential, so everybody dealt with it in their own way. I'm showing you things that will come up 1,000 times in your Lamda's career, how the Ramban will be repackaged and reformulated in different ways. The chiluk of, you know, Gufo versus Acharini is a very difficult one, so the Ran says you can't talk about a p'tur when it could have never been relevant to them in the first place. So it's like what I call the Ein Bo El Chidusho kind of an approach. It's already such a chiddush to talk about women being obligated, right? So it has to be, you know, based on the Gzeiras HaKasov, fine. You know, or you do the Ritva and you say, we never really contemplated that she'd be Mechuyeves, you know, more generally. But we did contemplate that she'd have an obligation to step in the absence of the father, Delo Gara Mibazdin, because after all, it is her child. But the Gzeiras HaKasov, Oso Velo Osa, which is very difficult in that regard, tells me that she's not the one who's going to step in. Okay, now the Tosas Rid, as all of you saw, you know, probably makes the best effort here. Overall, in terms of explaining, you know, why exactly the Ptur of Mrs. Eshazman Grama, rooted in Tfilin, would be mitigated specifically within this context if it wasn't for the fact that you had this Gzeiras HaKasov. Okay, so KD, go with the Tosas Rid. Right, Masha Ein Kain. Okay, so different conceptions as we talk about Mitzvah Shazman Grama, something like Aleph Tishrei or Tesvav Nisan, you know, whatever it is, or it's Zman Kavua Biyadua, as opposed to something which is just triggered by an event to an arbitrary date. Okay, fine. The al b'chol zman. Okay, so let's do what the Rid is saying here. Okay, so this is a kind of repackaging of this Gufo versus Acharini, but obviously, you know, with a very clear emphasis on Bino, which is the direction that we're going. So he says, yeah, you know, probably qualifies as a Zman Kavua vis-a-vis the Ben, Bayoma Shmini Yumolas Psar Lasso, but there's a certain abstraction here in the Tosfos Rid. He says, that Zman Kavua Viyadua, Kilu, is only Shayach to the Ben, but the father... Yeah, what do you mean? You know, your child is born, you've got Katzenstein on the phone, you know, 2 seconds later. You know, that's the way it's done. You know? But this is, you know, where was I at 2 o'clock yesterday? At the doctor. You know, you have to get the pediatrician has to say yes. You need the pediatrician, you need the moel. So, what, you think I'm outsourcing that? It's enough to outsource to Mila. You're driving. Lisasek Bayomu Valaila. Then you get the FaceTime with the Moel, and this has evolved in the course of my life. You know, for a son, you know, the people didn't FaceTime that. That was an in-person thing. Okay, so, you know, the Moel looks it over. You know, Bezer Sashem's good to go, good to go. So Tosfos Rid says that's not Zman Grama. And that's the level on which we would have incorporated her. So Tamba Lomar, Oso, Velo, Oso. Vihilka, Chilav Oso. Hava Mechaivin and Gam Haisha. Mitzvasa Tuluya. Right, Marisa Moso. It'd be the same, you know, Yom versus Laila distinction. So Hilkach Ptura. So the Rid is exploiting very ingeniously, right, the sort of bifurcation within, you know, Mila, between Mila Saben and the aspects that are Shayach to the Av. And he says, oh, that's the level upon which we were, you know, sort of inquiring V'ihi Minalan. And the great benefit of the Rid over the Ritva is what? The Rid is not saddled with which line that's so, you know, hobbled the Ritva. I'm not blaming the Ritva, he got it from the Ramban. He did what he could. Sariel? Excellent, Sariel. Tilogara mi Bezdin, right? That whole issue that we're only appealing to the involvement of the mother once we've sort of cleared the father. And then you get into this bizarre thing of this Xeris HaKasav that says, oh, Oso velo Osa. Wait a second. I thought she's only getting involved because he's out of the picture. So the Rid, as Shimon pointed out, right? So the Rid, you don't suffer from that issue. He says, no, the question was, you know, vis-a-vis, you know, her involvement, which would not be subject at all to the limitations of Hazman Grama. Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. Really, that very fascinating idea. I think we can take it even further. But before we take it further, let's have a look at the Pnei Yehoshua. In Achron. But still. I told you guys my Pnei Yehoshua story, right? In the Rav Shir. My father was in the Rav Shir. The Rav was developing a certain Mahalich. She just, no, this is why we, you know, time. Anybody here know Rav Ilson? Chaim Ilson? It's an enormous Talmud Chacham. Learned with the Rav for many years, for a long time had a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. When I was your age, people used to go to that yeshiva. He used to come to the kol that I was learning in and say shiurim, or like Nisan every year. Beautiful shiurim. Took no prisoners. You know, in terms of his approach, never saw anything like it. It's a little scary. He once asked me what Rambam Perek Zayin Hilchos Chametz Matzah was saying. So, like, I was kind of intimidated. So, I just quoted the Reb Chaim that I knew about that Rambam, and his response to me was, I didn't ask you what the Reb Chaim said. I didn't ask you what the Ribono Sholom says. I'm asking you what the Rambam says. I was able to pick myself up off the floor and then correctly answer the question, but it did take about a minute. You know, after humiliating myself. So anyway, so Rav Ilson got it from the best. So my father hiding behind a pole, you know. The Rav was saying a mahalich, and Rav Ilson said, Rabbi, it's against the Pnei Yehoshua. So the Rav got really upset. Like, you know, he's trying to, you know, slug up my mahalich from Pnei Yehoshua. So Rav said, who's that? Pnei Yehoshua, Rabbi. Who's that? He's an Achron. The Rav said, I'm an Achron. Okay, so it's an Achron. But he has a very important point here. Okay? I'm going to take us back to the Gemara of Bodhisattva a little bit. Then I'll say what I want to say. Okay, Katie. So this is what the Pnei Yehoshua always does, right? says, you know, Lulei de Mistafina, I'm not a Rishon, but I'll play one on TV, okay? The Ramban! Okay. Kachashav, the Kaman, Lulav, Shofar, Sukkah, Tefillin. Right, KD, I can't send you into the Sukkah for me. It's not going to work. Say, hey, KD, you see those Dalaminim over there? Give them a good shake. Right. You know. My first day in this yeshiva, Rabbi Rafi Mandelstam was supervising. Many of the faculty members, Rabbi Rafi Mandelstam was supervising a minyan, and it was very new. It was like my first day, and it was like a kid who didn't have his tefillin on. I was like pretty shocked. So in those days, Rabbi Mandelstam literally carried around a bat during davening. You know. Shoftim v'shotrim, right? The makel ritzua. You could ask about it. Carried around the bat. So, you know, I figured I should probably say something before, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen. It was all new to me, like I said. So I tried to be melamed tzchus. I said, he thinks it's, you know, nimsar l'shliach. You know, so he, whatever. You know, he went to sleep and he pointed to shliach. So he doesn't know. You just have to explain the sugya. That there are certain things you can't have a shliach do. Okay. It helped for the day. So kei nirli barer. So he wants to say, that's really the idea, right? The mitzvah of Ahava Laben is a different category, which I like very much. And he says, because those aren't, you know, mitzvahs begufo by very definition, because you're doing them intergenerationally. So, lamulo, lifdoso, lamda Torah, lasio isha, right? Lalamda umnos, you probably do al yidei acher, unless your son's going to be a carpenter like you. You find somebody who's going to, you know, teach him to make pottery or whatever, you know. You know, become the actuary of this, you know, Kalu Nikia, whatever it is, okay? So he says, no, that's what why you need the Gzeres HaKasuv. Then I don't know why he pulls back so much. He says, so he wants to then say, oh, maybe that's what the Ritva meant. I think the Ritva was clearly operating within the framework of the Ramban here, but still helping us a great deal. Like I said, I think there's going to be some value. Okay, I have my shech to the Kaman. Okay, so it's Varamascha Makev, Dyke with him Tzakal. The Odia Shlomar, D Lav Yalfusadosa Velos, Savi Alfina Nisha, the Chiyuvim Dechsev. So he rehabilitates the Gemara of Odazara, Vatikach Tziporat Sor, Vatamoles Orlas Bina, Masha Einkain. The Vasar Dechsev also Al Karch Zipor Shani, though Havi Afshir Benin Acher Kane Nirali, which is the Rama basically paskins that Bamakom Shein Ish. Fine. So the Pnei Yoshua, I think, is saying something very important, especially in the first Teretz. And I'd like to put this together with the Tosfos Rid. And say that there was a Rishon who was willing to go all the way. It's Tosfos controls the discussion. Tosfos says, Ayvei, mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Why do I need osa velo osa? All right, maybe it's not a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Maybe the Torah mitzvah sasei shazman grama doesn't apply, because if it's so mufka from her body and there's any discussion of this, so how could you draw up to her from tefillin, like the Ran, or maybe, okay, we'll consider, you know, integrating here after the father is out of the picture, the Ritvaz, Limud Zchus on the Ramban, Logarami Bezdin, right, all of these, you know, discussions. The beautiful Tosfos Rid, right? That, you know, we're evaluating in a more frontal way. Yeah, it's a good question of mitzvah seh shazman grama, but, you know, legabe the av, it's not really a mitzvah seh shazman grama because he's osik bein bayom uvein balayla. What else could be on a father's mind the week after he has a son other than lachnis v'risa shel Avraham Avinu bismano? It's a very inspirational rid. But is it possible that there's a Rishon who went even further, like I said, all the way, and is willing, not just for the reasons of the Rambam, to say, I'm not bothered by the problem of Tzasei Shazman Grama, because I don't really believe that that's such a cloud to begin with, but who would look you straight in the eye and say, there is such a thing as a Pter Mitzasei Shazman Grama, but that's a fundamentally different category than we're talking about. We're not talking about Mitzasei Shazman Grama. What are we talking about? Mitzvos habein al ha'av. And for that, we need a totally separate limud. Because the Ptur, mitzvah seh shazman grama, it's a different category in the Mishnah. The Mishnah deals with them totally separately. Tosvos wanted to, you know, create this tyroves. Frankly, min b'sheino mino. This is a different question. Mitzvah ben alav, anashim chayovim, anashim pturos, ihi minalan, delo mechayva. Kasher tziva oso elokim, oso velo osa. Who was that Rishon? KD? Correct. The inscrutable Rashi. Velo es Sarah, who else was the Gemara talking about? But it's so meduyak. Right? What's Rashi saying? That we weren't asking about every woman in the world. We were only asking about one woman, his mother. Because this has nothing to do with Nashi being Pturos and Mitzvah Seh Shazman Grama. This is about them having a frontal obligation in Mitzvos Habein Al Ha'av. Exactly the way the Mishnah sounds. Right? When you flip the category, Mitzvos Ha'av Al Habein, and we talk about Anashim and Nashim being Chayavin, who are we talking about? The son and the daughter! So when you talk about Mitzvos Habein Al Ha'av, and you talk about, you know, the Anashim being Chayavin and Anashim Pturos, obviously Mishnayos were said in such a way that they should be memorized by heart. Who are we talking about? The mother and the father. And the son and the daughter. So Iminal del Machaiva has nothing to do with, okay, if the father's out of the picture, and then you have this bizarre Talmud Omar, Oso Velo Osa, but I thought he was out of the picture. The Pnei Yeshua got like closest, I think. He's saying, no, this is different. This is Mitzvah Sabein Alav. I don't know why he then fell back on the Ritva. But I think that's what Rashi was trying to say the whole time. Right? The Gemara goes through this whole hierarchy. Av, Bezdin, the Ben Ba'atzmo, V'Ariel Zachar, V'Nichrisa. So the Gemara then turns back and says, wait a second. How do I know that she's not Mechuyav? Who cares about Mitzvah Seh Shazman Grama? This is a fundamental parental obligation, as we spoke about being Mevi'o L'Chayo L'Mazeh. Oso, V'lo Oso. It's the father's responsibility, not the mother's responsibility. Vayamol Avraham es Yitzchak beno ben shmonas yamim kasher tziva uso velo asara. Within the family, the obligation, and here's on the father, not on the mother. So just to put the Makkeh B'Patish on it, then I want to give Ezra the last word, right? This is, you know, not an obvious point. It has to be stated. Okay? Because the Gemara in Kiddushin, Lamed Amud Beis, when you're exploring the flip side of that coin, Dehainu Kibud Aveim, Mitzvos Ha'av Al Habein, right? The observation is made by the Gemara, the beautiful one, Tanur Rabbanan, go ahead, KT. Oh, you know why kibud av isn't only kibud av, but it's also kibud aim? Because there's a shutfus. There's a threefold shutfus. A kadosh baruch hu, av, vo'aim. They all play a critical role in development of this human being. So kabid es Hashem mehonecha, kabid es abicha v'asimecha, Hashem bukech tira, ish imo v'aviv tiro. Right? Haka is yafshar, but klala applies. We'll get there. Toso says, you know, kibud avim goes even further. So the point is, it's not obvious, right? The shutfus means that they play an enormous role in the development of the child. So I need Xeris HaKasov to tell me, Ihi minala ndelo mechaiva. If you'll ask me, across all of these areas, right, we've tried to explain that there are basically two dinim in the mitzvah sabein ala'av. There are what I call, like, you know, going back to my mashal of light having both particle and wave properties. So the particles, lamulo, liftoso, lamda Torah, lasio isha, lamdo umnus, the particle elements devolve on the father, but the wave elements, in other words, the sense that the whole is more than the sum of the parts, the basic idea of creating the next link in the chain of the masora, there I would say shlosh dan shutfin bo, shema bidi musar bichal titos Torah simecha, what the Rav called the dual masora and the, you know, the hesped for the Talmud Rebbetzin. Without my mother, it would have been a soulless, dry being, you know, and all of that. So the point is that she is part of that shutfus in a very real sense, and her instruction is, like, you know, absolutely critical. But in terms of the specific obligations, right, that's what the Mishnah wants to say. Mitzos habein al ha'av anashim chayavim nashim turos. But ihi minalan, you need to justify that in every single case. And it has literally nothing to do with Mitzvah Shezman Krama. Not according to Rashi. And that's not the simple reading of the Gemara. Velo es Sara. Who played a bigger role in Yitzchak's development than Sara? Garesh es hamazos v'yespina, ki v'yitzchak yikari l'chazara. It was her. Avram is tofel l'sara b'nevius, that she had the broader vision in terms of what the needs of the family were. His ol was patuach, no midal tzadim, and hers wasn't. She knew that you had to have this winnowing effect, that it was hard. Vayira davar ma'od b'nei Avraham, alodos b'no, but it needed to be done. It was necessary. Sarah plays a critical role. Vayinachim Yitzchak acharei imo, Yitzchak knew it. He owed everything to his mother. And yet, Kasher Tziva was so, these discrete obligations devolve on the father. Okay, Ezra, let me give you the last word.